Can you hear us? Oh, so I don't know what the fuss was about. All right.
I had to move. I'm near lifts now, so the reception's a bit stronger.
Ah, okay, cool. So, okay, so give us your thoughts.
Howard, I think there's two schools of thoughts. I mean, there are some people who are celebrating this and they're saying it's defining. We have the first black captain and, you know, this and this and the other, which is wonderful. My view is more pragmatic and I'm saying we do need to celebrate these achievements and this victory. But to me, this is a journey towards nationhood. And the challenge for me is, as South Africans is that when we celebrate, we forget to thereafter stop and take stock and see what we need to do. So if you think of the Rugby World Cup in 95, it was held as this is the most unifying action and sport and everything else. And it didn't really do that. It kind of lasted for a short while and then dissipated. Now, as good as this victory is, it has the same potential to do exactly the same thing, even though the optics are slightly different. You've got a black captain and more black players. The question you have to ask yourself is, should we celebrate? And the answer is yes, we must celebrate it. But there comes a point when we have to stop and ask some questions and say, why is it that for sports people to excel, they still have to go to certain school, like Gray, for instance? Why are we not producing the CEOs from a school in the township, from a school in the rural villages? And I think that's the issue. So I think in some ways you've got to feel for Prof Jansen and say that there's a balance. We can't be morbid and dismiss it. We have to take pride and celebrate, yes. But I think what you find is one group is really revving this and celebrating it and making it the most defining moment in our history, as if we've arrived in the promised land. We haven't arrived. We're still very far from it. And I'm not trying to put a damper on things, but I'm simply saying, if you look at the team is still largely white. I mean, it's not a nice thing to say. So we can celebrate the fact that it's more inclusive. And it's achieved some great things. But if I talk to my black friends, they kind of get stung by some of the comments like first black captain, you know, first black Springbok or Springbok to score. And, you know, people often say those without knowing that there's a certain stigma attached to it. You want to be somebody who's won something, not to be defined by your color. But in South Africa, colour unfortunately plays a huge deal in how we perceive things.
Right, but it can't work. But Lube, it can't work both ways. I mean, we can't say that we are working towards inclusivity and we're working towards it, but then not celebrate even that small victory of saying, "Yeah, you know what? We do have a team that is multicultural, even if it isn't, even if it's only represented by a small amount of people." And the reality is, just going back to your other point, the Grays College comment is everywhere around the world, whether we like it or not, the people that have excelled most, the people that excel at their sports are often kids that have gone through schooling where they had coaching from a young age. They've gone to universities on scholarships and they were encouraged and pushed to go in certain directions. Isn't that just a global reality?
It might be, but I think it's worse in our country because there are not enough of those schools. I mean, I've given the example that I've got a brother who has a son who's very good in rugby, but he had to move from Mpumalanga and go to Pretoria and put him at Pretoria Boys High for him to excel and play for Blue Bulls. Now, not every kid can afford to go to Pretoria Boys because they haven't got enough space for those kids. So I think that what I'm really trying to say is that we've got to look at the infrastructure we have at the schools. You know, people often talk of swimming. You go to the township. There are no tennis courts. There are no swimming pools. There are no sports fields. So I think that remains a challenge, that even if you're not producing a Springbok quality player, you should still be affording the kid the opportunity to play in proper sports fields. So they may not necessarily, you know, become the next CEO.
Right.
The challenge is that those basic things are not there for the kids.
Isn't the reality, though, Lube, the more we celebrate and the more positivity this brings, the more likely people are to put money into facilities in poorer areas or areas that need it, etc. Positivity brings makes people do things that are more magnanimous. Rather, if we do it we can see that negativity doesn't very, very rarely. And I always use
So, I mean, it's, you know, we've had, for instance, Makaya Ndini, we've heard a whole string of world champions in boxing, and government is not invested in boxing.
Right.
Government is not invested heavily in cricket pitches around schools. So Sia is not the first person to have won, let's say, an award at a World Cup level.
Sure.
You know, we've had boxing, as I said. But the question is, you and I can try and put money into it, but the sustainable development will come from government developing the infrastructure at schools, and government hasn't done that. They'll certainly be the first.
You see, I think that, you know, and I use this in one of my talks, is I talk about very simply from a business entrepreneurial perspective, if you're going to somebody with a business idea and you're positive, then you have a much greater chance of that business idea working. Why? Because if you go to somebody and say, look, I've got this idea, it's probably not going to work anyway. Let me give you the reasons why it's not going to work. It would be quite surprising if the person were to actually put in money. The point is that positivity brings growth and investment, and it becomes self-fulfilling. I just want to read you a couple of messages. Unsigned says the U.S., the Obama was the first black president of, in the United States. That is everywhere. The United States, also spoke about that. That's, that comment. And Unsigned says surely the ANC has a budget for some of the budgets for these schools. Well, why don't they spend it? Well, I'm not sure if they do, if they don't.
You see, Howard, that's exactly my issue, is that, you know, the Department of Education and Sports have the budget, and we need a proper program to invest in those traditionally neglected schools and develop the infrastructure. So whilst we need to celebrate, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying we shouldn't celebrate, but we must not get lost in it where I think we kind of inflate it to something far bigger than it is, and is almost a symbol of we have arrived at where we need to be. And I think if we celebrate and say we are on a journey, we have not quite made it to the promise.
Right. Luba, I'm going to have to leave it there. It's quite noisy in the background, unfortunately. Time is 8:50. I'd love your thoughts on it. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM.